Aircheckdownloads.com.
Elton John, Dua Lipa, Cold Heart and Free Radio. Did anybody actually manage to get any sleep last night? Flipping epic. It was warm, wasn't it? Well, it's going to be a little bit cooler from today. Highs of 18 right now, getting up to about 27 degrees.
So we're talking about being chased by animals this morning, and your stories are cracking us up, especially Lisa's, because I don't even know how this happened. Apparently, she got chased by a tortoise. The slowest moving animal on the planet, aside from a sloth, she reckons it was nipping at her ankles.
She must be incredibly slow herself. If you're going to get, you know, chased by... I'd imagine you could get quite a distance away from a tortoise.
I just don't get it. She said it was nipping at her ankles. She was going down the garden path and that it was chasing her.
Steve says he was at his granddad's farm in Ireland and he was tasked to go down and get the eggs from the enclosure. Gosh. He didn't get the eggs, but he did get chased by a herd of chicken. Did they come in herds?
I was just going to say, is it... No, are they known as a herd of flock of chickens?
No, it's not flock.
A group?
A clock?
A gander?
A clack. Anyway, Lucy as well. Lucy was staying at a boyfriend's house who has not one, but two pet tarantulas.
Oh, no. I can't stand them. Not one, but two of them managed to escape
from their glass cage. Leaving her in the front room with them. They were stood by... Well, not stood. Well, did they stand? They were by the door.
Wouldn't let her out.
And they wouldn't let her out.
Were they like Jim Dorman?
She had to ring into work and say she was going to be late. And her boyfriend had to come home from work to get the spiders out so she could then get out.
Could you imagine that? Why are you not coming to work? Well, there's two spiders there. Won't let me leave the house.
It's like they're bouncers, but not letting me out.
If you can beat that, 63103. Start your message with the word free. Remember, if we get you on, you'll be going to Drayton Manor free on Drayton Manor Mondays. Harry Styles and the woman that's notched up another number one album over the weekend next.
Free radio.
New album, officially her fourth UK number one on the album charts. Beyonce, That's Irreplaceable.
JD and Roisin.
Come on then. Share your stories. So, overnight, Rylan was chased around his house by a snake. If you follow him on Instagram, it's absolutely hilarious. He didn't know what to do. I mean, it was the smallest snake you've ever seen. He was like, is it going to kill me?
Yeah, but if I found a snake in my house, I'd react exactly the same as he did.
And also, Brian McFadden of Westlife was chased by a wasp, ended up in his mouth, and he ended up in hospital. He's okay, by the way. What happened with you, Keely?
Well, I was in Evesham, and I decided to feed the swans some bread down at the key. I got half a loaf out. Next thing I know, I was swarmed by swans. I kind of ran quickly back to my car and they followed me and nipped at my bottom.
That'd be a good way to go though, wouldn't it? By swans, death by swans.
The problem is, Keely, you should have just threw the bread instead of taking it back to the car with you.
Steve says, I went on holiday with my mates and got chased by a beaver for the whole week. Wouldn't leave me alone.
Really?
I don't even know what a beaver looks like.
It's a little furry.
Yeah, but okay. They're not local, are they?
Well, it depends where you are. Right, let's move on. Darren says, my cousin a few years ago decided to pose by a horse. You know when you see a horse, you think, I'll have a photo of that horse. Why? Apparently, it nibbled a bit of his ear off in the process.
God, that's awful.
So that's terrible news. But yeah, he's still thinking about beaver, JD. Typical. So, we had any more texts?
Yeah, we have. This is from Lou. We used to go camping when I was little. I once went into a field full of cows, and as I walked closer, they came towards me. I got so scared and ran to the gate, but as I started to climb the gate, I got rammed by a goat.
Oh, no.
Ended up with a big bruise on my thigh.
Terrible.
God, animals are dangerous, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
So dangerous.
I wonder if Steve got a picture of the beaver that was trying to...
If you have, Steve, send us one in. Have a look at it.
His tape, but right.
Aircheckdownloads.com.